His number one goal is to start a colony on Mars, and yeah. Because he wants an exit plan for humans.
Does he want to go there?
He does.
Because he wouldn't probably come back.
Right. Yeah. I mean,
it's a one-way trip.
So he said, you know, he says he doesn't care if he's the first man on Mars, although his wife told me sort of he does want to be the first man on Mars.
You're kidding. Oh, my God.
But he told me, you know, he said he wouldn't go to Mars unless he knew that SpaceX was in good hands and that the colony, you know, that somebody else would see through.
He can't run SpaceX from Mars.
Right. So he would want, and something might go wrong. He would want to know for sure that somebody would see his vision.
Does he have kids?
He's got five boys, but he said, you know, he tells me in the book that, you know, if it came to it, he would go to Mars on his own. And
you know what? If Ceylon, if you want a pal, I'll go with you. Seriously, who wouldn't want to be? Who wouldn't want to go? Even if you know you're never getting back.
One of my favorite parts while we were talking, too, is that, you know, it's just so much grander than stuff I think about, I guess. Right. Every now and then, Mars and the Earth are sort of at their closest point together. Uh-huh. And I guess I hadn't thought about this really in detail before. And so it's like, well, how would this sort of work, starting a colony on Mars? And he says these things so matter-of-factly. It's like, well, you know, I mean, when they're the closest, you have this month period of time where you'd want to do as many launches as possible. And I was like, oh, like one a day or one a week. Or so. He's like, no. You would be doing hundreds or thousands of launches per day for a month. And, you know, each one has to take this many tons of cargo. And this is how many tons we would need to be.
He's figured it all out.
He's like all there. And then you know, it's.
He probably knows to the penny what it would cost.
And, you know, if you know anything about. He does. And if you know anything about the launch industry today, you know, it's like the best launch company, SpaceX and Arianespace.
Very
you know, they
reliable.
Do one a month. One a month is like sort of the.
Thousands a day.
Yeah.
But, you know, I got to feel like that if it's not in his office, in his mind, he has a thermometer. You know, those old thermometers as they're fundraising, as he gets closer and closer to this goal, he can see exactly where they stand.
And SpaceX is kind of encouraging because when they first used to quote the prices, just like even for their regular business, everyone thought they were nuts and they've lived up to it and they've gotten actually better. And so, you know, who knows?
People often compare him to Tony Stark, Iron Man.
Right.
And I know what the comparison is. It's not, they're not doing the same thing. It's that willingness and ability to think big and make it happen. To think really, really big.
Think
in
big.
In ways that you and I just don't.
Think big, talk big, act big.
And do it.
But deliver on some of it. Right. You know, if anyone else, even when he came out with the Hyperloop, you definitely had a camp of people that were like, this is
nuts. I still think that's nuts.
But half the people are kind of like, well, if Elon said it, you know, maybe.